Hello again. This is Harlan Zink, welcoming you to the latest issue of the Radio Archives newsletter, coming to you from radioarchives.com. In this edition, dated July 22, 2011, we'll fill you in on all of the fun and family-friendly products waiting for you on our website, including audio compact disc collections, digital downloads, audiobooks, pulp fiction classics, and much, much more. So sit back, relax, and give a listen. We've got a lot of news to share.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia.
If you were a stay-at-home housewife in the 1930s and 1940s, you were most likely a fan of the soap operas. Ever present on radio, and later on television, these daytime dramas of romance, heartbreak, mother love, sacrifice, and somewhat over-dramatized family life became a staple in the lives of millions of avid listeners, many of whom planned their daytime chores around the five times a week adventures of Argyle Sunday, Ma Perkins, Stella Dallas, and the other dramas that dominated the airwaves between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. But in 1947, a new soap opera debuted that was far more quiet and gentle and down-to-earth than its strife-ridden forebears. Claudia, based on the best-selling novel and play by author Rose Franken, told the tale of Claudia and David Naughton, two newlyweds just beginning their married life. Young, enthusiastic, and very much in love, they weren't suffering from any of the crises or tragedies that were the common plot points of most daytime dramas. Instead, they were two people simply facing the many challenges of marriage and learning to live together as husband and wife. Thanks to insightful scripting, as well as charming performances by Catherine Bard and Paul Crabtree in the leading roles, Claudia remains one of the unsung classics of radio's golden age, as well as one of the most entertaining soap operas ever aired. One of the sad things about radio show preservation is the fact that so many long-running series exist today only in fragments, a broadcast here and a broadcast there, instead of long, continuous runs. Happily, that's not the case with Claudia. RadioArchives.com has been able to locate and preserve the entire 18-month run of the series, 390 episodes in all, allowing you to enjoy the complete series just as it was originally aired. Let's take a moment now and hear a clip from Claudia.
That'll be right in.
Lovely having music with one's dinner, isn't it,
That's
Claudia?
That's musical music, too, David. Mm. Are you complaining? Complaining, Mama? Why, I should say not.
A singing maid? Why not? There was a time when singing waiters were all the rage.
You may not remember, David, but I do.
Mm, Mother, your long white beard is showing.
Anyway, she may not have a beautiful voice, but otherwise, our Gertrude is a pearl.
A pearl in the rough.
That is a diamond. Or a chicken.
Roughly speaking, I think the chicken Gertrude prepared was delicious.
I'm stuffed.
That was chicken.
Mm. I wonder what Gertrude's concocted for dessert.
She's probably concocted something stupendous.
If you two aren't eating food, you're talking about it.
Dinner table conversation, Mama. Do you mind?
Well, it's not all there is in life.
Oh, but it's such fun. Would you rob us of such a simple pleasure?
Hush up.
You heard your mother, Claudia. Hush up.
I didn't say anything.
No more discussion about food. Check?
Check.
Thank goodness that's settled.
Now, Mrs. Naughton, you may tell me what you think our dessert will be.
A souffle, maybe. Or a pie?
Gertrude doesn't look like a souffle to me, does she to you?
No, worse luck. She looks like a rhubarb pie.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, rhubarb pie is very healthy, Mother.
Mm. I don't eat to be healthy.
A terrible mistake, Mother.
It's enough I have to eat a raw carrot at every meal since Gertrude came.
In Claudia, Volume 5, you'll enjoy 24 more consecutive broadcasts that were first heard in April and May of 1948. Priced at just $17.98 for the 6-audio CD set and just $11.98 for the 6-hour digital download, this charming series is one you'll want to share at home with your family. Or keep it in the car and play one episode a day as you drive to or from work. Either way, we know you'll be delighted by the enduring adventures of Claudia, now available from RadioArchives.com. For well over a decade, RadioArchives.com has been known for the amazing audio quality of our classic radio compact disc collections. And it's no wonder. We insist upon finding the absolute best quality masters and then carefully restoring them so they retain all of the audio luster of the original recordings with none of the crackle, pops, hiss, or muffling so often heard in radio shows from other sources. So, when we decided to start offering digital downloads of these same collections, we knew that you'd accept nothing but the absolute best quality. That's why every classic radio collection you download from RadioArchives.com comes to you as a zip file, containing each individual show encoded as a mono 128 kpbs mp3 file with a sampling rate of 44,100. If you often enjoy audio entertainment on your computer, your cell phone, or a portable device, you'll be glad to hear that we're continuing to add selections to the digital downloads page at RadioArchives.com. Included are such longtime customer favorites as Amos and Andy, the star-studded variety series The Big Show, the understated police dramas of Dragnet, and the hilarious comedy series Father Knows Best. Digital downloads from RadioArchives.com give you the best of everything. Top-quality shows in sparkling audio fidelity, available to you for instant delivery around the clock. And with digital downloads, you'll pay no postage or delivery charges. No matter what continent or time zone you may live in, just place your order, and within minutes, you'll be enjoying some great entertainment. Stop by RadioArchives.com often and see what's new in our digital downloads section. Great shows, great sound, and at great prices, too. Anyone living in the world today knows that true heroes are very hard to come by. But in the pulp fiction world of the 1930s and 1940s, heroes were always on watch to fight the criminals and evildoers that threatened our way of life. You'll find proof of this in the two double novel reprints now available from RadioArchives.com, featuring two of the top heroes from this golden age of literary entertainment. First, in Doc Savage, Volume 49, you'll thrill as the Man of Bronze and his daredevil cousin, Patricia Savage, battle deadly menaces in two classic pulp novels by Lester Dent, writing as Kenneth Robeson. First, a fatal force is destroying America's naval fleet. Can Doc Savage end the terror in the Navy before a weakened America falls victim to a foreign power? This novel has been restored with the addition of 3,500 never-before-published words from the author's original manuscript. Then, Doc and Pat Savage investigate the mystery of bizarre 15-foot waves of death on Lake Michigan. This classic pulp reprint features the original color pulp covers by Robert G. Harris and Emery Clark, Paul Orban's classic interior illustrations, and historical commentary by Will Murray. Then, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. In The Shadow, Volume 50, the Night of Darkness battles strange supercrime in two pulp thrillers by Walter Gibson that foreshadowed classic Batman stories. First, The Shadow goes undercover in Chinatown to battle a legendary Oriental demigod in The Living Joss. Then, what can prevent Judge Lawless from making a mockery of the law? Only the Shadow knows. Bonus, Geruti, Goddess of Death, a lost Orson Welles thriller from the golden age of radio. This instant collector's item features both classic cover paintings by George Rosen, the original interior pulp illustrations by Tom Lovell and Paul Orban, and historical commentary by Anthony Tollin. Also available, The Spider, Volume 19, featuring two stories of pulp fiction's Master of Men, Slaves of the Dragon, and The Spider and His Hobo Army. Escape the worries and troubles of today with the exciting adventures featured in these pulp fiction classics. Each beautifully formatted issue features impressive cover art, full-length stories reformatted for relaxed reading, and many special features to add to your enjoyment. Each of these issues is priced at just $14.95, a true bargain for such engrossing entertainment. Make RadioArchives.com your source for the best in pulp fiction classics. Python Isle, the new Doc Savage audiobook from RadioArchives.com, has been generating a lot of buzz lately, with an impressive number of excited reviewers weighing in with their opinions. They've got us blushing, but that's not going to stop us from sharing them with you here. On the Retroist website, Vic Sage writes, "I began listening to Python Isle at my computer. It just didn't feel right, so I popped out the CD and placed it in my Emerson old-time radio replica, laid back on the floor, and thrilled to the exploits of Doc Savage and his compatriots. I'm hard-pressed to think of a better way to spend an evening as the sun starts to set, the room illuminated by the soft yellow glow of the radio dial as Michael McConaughey's soothing voice reads Will Murray's prose, both mingling flawlessly together to transport me to a pulp world that I sometimes wish I could do more than just visit. This is what all radio plays and audiobooks should strive to sound like." Meanwhile, at Audiobook Heaven, critic Stephen Brandt writes, "Radio Archives has taken the well-traveled hero and brought him to life in this amazingly high-quality production. Michael McConaughey lends his voice talent to this adventure. His narration comes through the center channel as usual, but his character voices come from the left or right, putting the listener right in the middle of the action. I've heard this production method once before, and I like it a lot. McConaughey's melodramatic voices are perfect for this recording as well, giving it a kind of old-time radio feel. Doc Savage is one more pulp fiction hero revived with modern technology. I'm liking this trend in audiobooks, and I hope Radio Archives will bring us many more Doc Savage stories." But it isn't just Python Isle that's drawing rave reviews. At Mystery Scene Magazine, Dick Lochte has written a review of The Adventures of Doc Savage. About 25 years ago, two tales featuring pulp master Lester Dent's 1930s adventure hero Doc Savage were adapted by producer Roger Rittner and author Will Murray for a rip-snorting 13-part series that aired on National Public Radio. The result, commercially unavailable until now, is an entertaining replication of radio's golden age, when a muscled Renaissance man of bronze and his gifted but eccentric crew could do battle with a seemingly unconquerable foe, wind up in trouble at the end of each episode, and just as easily escape in the next. In the 7-part adaptation of the 1934 adventure Fear Key, Doc and his gang fly to a dangerous Caribbean isle, where they fight a wily old bird who claims to be a 130-year-old discoverer of the Fountain of Youth. The other story, presented in 6 chapters, finds our heroes in Indochina, battling baddies and deadly serpents in the city of the Thousand-Headed Man. The stories and the performances by Daniel Chodos as Doc and the other cast members are properly a bit over the top. It's good, clean fun. Python Isle, written by Will Murray and directed and produced by Roger Rittner, is now available as an 8-audio CD set, priced at just $25.98, and an 8-hour digital download, priced at just $17.98. The Adventures of Doc Savage, featuring all 13 episodes of the original series, plus many special features, is available as an 8-audio CD set for just $24.98, and as an 8-hour digital download, priced at just $17.98. Join the thousands of excited listeners who are thrilling to the audio exploits of the Man of Bronze. Order your copies of these 2 exciting sets right away. The Place, New York City. During the depths of the Great Depression, in the shadow of streamlined skyscrapers, reporters scramble for clues about an insidious wave of bizarre deaths. Everyday citizens struck dead, the eyes in their lifeless bodies turned to sightless and ghastly white. The blind death has the teeming city paralyzed with fear. In desperation, civic leaders turn to the one man who can discover who or what is behind this gruesome series of murders. Duck Savage, the Man of Bronze. From his offices high above the city, Doc and his band of trusted colleagues soon uncover a terrifying scheme to gather together all of the city's criminal elements as a single and seemingly undefeatable force. Their intent: to seize the wealth of the Man of Bronze and destroy him once and for all. White Eyes, the second in a new line of audiobook adventures from RadioArchives.com, is an epic tale of crime from the pen of Will Murray, heir apparent to Lester Dent, creator of Doc Savage. Featuring dramatic narration by Richard Epcar, White Eyes is a roller coaster ride of action and excitement that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Listen now to a sample of White Eyes.
"You're going blind," Doc Savage said without feeling. The crook who called himself Blackie did an unexpected thing. He fainted. His knees folded inward, his feet slid apart, and the rest of him just collapsed on the pile of kindling that his nerveless legs became. No sooner had he collapsed on the carpet than the draperies gave a sudden billow as from a gust of wind. There was no wind. The pane was closed. What there was a bullet. It sent shards of glass ripping through the heavy drapery, and after passing through the spot where Blackie had been, it dug an ugly hole in the bookcase paneling. Doc Savage's voice crashed with urgency. "Sniper!" he rapped. "Get down!" The draperies began twitching and kicking with the arrival of more leaden missiles.
Produced and directed by Roger Rittner, who joined with Will Murray to bring you both the Adventures of Doc Savage radio series and the thrilling audiobook Python Isle, White Eyes will bring you 10 hours of engrossing entertainment. Soon to be available as both a 10-audio compact disc collection and a 10-hour digital download, this new release from RadioArchives.com will also feature evocative cover art by Joe DeVito and two fascinating and exclusive audio interviews with the author. Join the Man of Bronze for a suspenseful tale of action and adventure in White Eyes, the new Doc Savage audiobook, coming soon from RadioArchives.com. Well, it seems that another issue of the Radio Archives newsletter must once again draw to a close. Before we go, though, we'd like to thank all of our customers for your business and your support. We know that without you, we wouldn't be able to release all of these great-sounding shows, audiobooks, and pulp fiction adventures. And believe me, we appreciate it. And you. Meantime, feel free to drop us a line and say hello. Send an email to service@radioarchives.com or call us toll-free at 800-886-0551 with your comments, questions, and suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. We'll come back next week with our next newsletter and more great timeless entertainment from RadioArchives.com, offering the very best in old-time radio, classic DVDs, audiobooks, and pulp fiction favorites. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. This podcast is a copyrighted feature of RadioArchives.com. It may not be reposted or reused, in whole or in part, without the express permission of the copyright holder. For information on this or any other Radio Archives production, write to service@radioarchives.com.